Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Girlfriend's Guide to Sports podcast. I'm your host, Claire Coles, and this is a bonus episode of Who's In for the College Football Playoff. I'm going to break down who those top four teams should be, who they can be, all before Selection Sunday. So let's get started. Okay, so it is week 14 of the college football season, which means it is conference championship week. So every team except the 22 playing this weekend are done with their college football season. And that includes USC Cal, which was just a rescheduled game, not a championship game. The other 20 teams are in their conference championship. So we do have teams that are playing this weekend that are in the college football playoff discussion. And we also have one that's not playing. So let's go ahead and break down who should be in, who is definitely in, who probably is in, and who needs some help. I can go ahead and tell you that we're not going to talk about the Pac-12 and the ACC. That is because the top-ranked Pac-12 team is number 10, Oregon. They are a 10-2 team. That's just not going to cut it, especially with their two losses, one being to Utah, who is ranked in the top 25, and one being to a really terrible Stanford team. That just is not going to cut it to get you into the college football playoff. The other conference we can go ahead and rule out with certainty is the ACC. That conference championship is going to be Pitt versus Wake Forest. Both teams currently sit at 15-16, and both are 10-2. So one will obviously move to 11-2 and one to 10-3. But again, just not going to cut it when getting into the college football playoff. So let's go ahead and set those two aside. As it stands right now, which is December 1st, number one in the college football playoff ranking is Georgia at 12-0. Number two is Michigan at 11-1. Number three is Alabama at 11-1. And number four is Cincinnati at 12-0. So the SEC championship game will be competed on Saturday. That is number one Georgia versus number three Alabama. So that should take care of itself. We'll go into that a little bit more here in a second. Number two Michigan will play in the Big Ten championship, but they are playing number 13 Iowa. Number four Cincinnati will be playing in the American Athletic Conference championship on Saturday versus number 21 Houston. I'm also going to go over number five, Oklahoma State, is playing in the Big 12 championship against number nine, Baylor, and Notre Dame is sitting at number six. Now, remember, for those of you who don't know college football very well, Notre Dame is not in any conference. They technically play as part of the ACC for every other sport but football. But again, football, it is not in a conference. So it is not playing in a conference championship this weekend. They are done. So if the college football playoff was going to be competed as of this weekend, Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, and Cincinnati would be your top four. They'd be playing for a chance to go to the national championship with Oklahoma State and Notre Dame sitting as the first two out. I'm really only going over those six teams because those are the only realistic teams that I think can get into the college football playoff. So let's go ahead and move through some scenarios of games this weekend. The quote-unquote easy, not really have to talk about it solution to the college football playoff is if Georgia beats Alabama, Georgia's in as number one. Easy. Alabama most likely will drop out, but we'll touch back with that in a second. Number two, Michigan plays Iowa. They win. They're in probably at number two. Then you have Cincinnati. If they win over Houston, do they end up three or four? That's the big question mark there. And if Oklahoma State beats Baylor in the Big 12 championship game, they look like they should be in as well because they will also be at 12-1. But do they go in above Cincinnati or below? It matters because whoever gets in that fourth spot has to play Georgia in their first college football playoff semifinal. And Georgia has just been in a league of their own as far as who the best team in the league is this year. You really don't want to be seed number four. You'd much rather play number two and go into the national championship to play probably Georgia. So an argument for keeping Cincinnati at number three, so just moving them up that one spot, is they are currently undefeated. That is just impressive, even though they are in the American Athletic Conference, so they really did not play a stronger strength of schedule compared to all the other Power Five. That's still impressive that they managed to win. Some of the games were closer than they should be, but, you know, a lot of other teams dropped one here and there, except Georgia. So being undefeated still matters. They also will have a win over number six Notre Dame, which they beat earlier in the season, and beat well, not just squeaked by. And then they will have a win over number 21 Houston. So that'll be another top 25 ranked team. The argument for putting Oklahoma State above Cincinnati is they would be 12-1, but those recent wins would be against Baylor twice. They were ranked 20th when they were playing the first time, but they are ranked 9th right now. So they will play a top 10 ranked team this weekend. They also beat Oklahoma last weekend, who was ranked number 10. So that's another top 10 win for them as well. The Cowpokes also get a huge up because they are part of the Power Five and they are going to be a conference champion. Now, Cincinnati will also be a conference champion, but not in the Power Five. So that means week to week, Oklahoma State played better games and better teams than Cincinnati did. So that's kind of your argument there on who should be three versus four. Here's kind of just my personal opinion. So take this with a grain of salt. But the college football playoff really has not liked the fact that they are probably going to have to put Cincinnati in here as part of the group of five teams. So in my opinion, they most likely, if that was the scenario, and say Oklahoma State beat Baylor decently, which means probably a touchdown or more, I would think they would put Oklahoma State at number three and Cincinnati at number four. That just kind of puts Cincinnati in enough, but has them play the number one best team in the nation that we've seen all season and punishes them for thinking that they could play with the big dogs. And I think that is a little bit what the CFP kind of wants to get the point across. So again, just my personal opinion, but that is kind of how I see that playing out. So that's your easy answer. Your top four being Georgia, Michigan, Cincinnati, and Oklahoma State, depending on the order, with Alabama looking out. They will be a two-loss non-conference champion. I don't think that's going to be enough to get them in. And then you'll have Notre Dame looking in as well. Now, they are 11-1, but not a conference champion. So I think that that will count against them enough to keep them out. It also doesn't hurt that their head coach, Brian Kelly, just left to go to LSU. I think that could be that tying factor of, Notre Dame just lost their coach. They'd have to be playing with an interim head coach. Do you really want Notre Dame in there again to go to Georgia, lose badly to Georgia with an interim head coach? And I just don't think that makes for great TV. So the CFP won't do it. That means if you are a Notre Dame fan or your boyfriend is a Notre Dame fan, they are seriously cheering hard for Michigan to lose, Georgia to beat Alabama, so only one SEC team gets in, and probably Cincinnati and Oklahoma State to lose, because then they are guaranteed in to the college football playoff. That would knock Cincinnati out for sure. Cincinnati loses on Saturday, I think they're out no matter what. They will not put a group of five team in there that has a loss, period. They're not liking that they have to put an undefeated group of five team in there, so they'll be out. Oklahoma State is the only chance for the Big 12, because if Baylor wins, they'll be a two-loss. Now, they will be a conference champion, but a two-loss conference champion, and they'd rather take Alabama at a non-conference champion with two losses. So I really do think that that is Notre Dame's path in. They need probably two of those three things to happen. Now let's get a little complicated. So again, the reason why Cincinnati winning and Oklahoma State winning and who is 3 versus 4 is such a big deal is because if Alabama beats Georgia in the SEC championship game, you're realistically not going to leave Alabama out. They would be 12-1. Georgia would be 12-1. And they would probably put Alabama in. They will be the SEC conference champion. You're not going to leave the SEC conference champion out. Sorry, the CFP just doesn't work that way. They are in love with the SEC. It drives me freaking crazy, but they are. So I would go ahead and say that that would majorly screw over somebody. But does that screw over Cincinnati or Oklahoma State more? That's the huge question. There has been some discussion on if Georgia loses, do they even make the college football playoff? And I really just think that that is just nonsense. Absolutely. I think no matter if Georgia, even if Georgia loses and loses pretty big, I really do think that they will be in the college football playoff. They have looked like the most dominant team all season. They are one of the only, I guess, two technically undefeated teams, but the only undefeated team in the Power Five. You're just not going to keep Georgia out, I think, at this point. Now, you would take the SEC champion, which would be Alabama. So I think that in that sense, you'd have two SEC teams in the college football playoff. Okay, before we wrap up, I will say Oregon has a, so you're saying there's a chance way of getting in. And that probably would involve Georgia winning, so Alabama gets knocked out, being a two-loss non-conference champion. Then you have Michigan losing to Iowa, again, two-loss non-conference champion. And Cincinnati would lose, and Oklahoma State would lose. So you would have Georgia in, Notre Dame in, and then you'd be looking at who of those non-conference champion two-loss teams you would take. And I think Alabama would be a prime candidate for that, being how high they've been ranked over the college football playoff rankings over the last season. And I think you'd have to consider Oregon, because they would have avenged that one loss from Utah. So does that really count as a loss? Like, they've definitely, they being the committee, has definitely given teams a kind of like a little bit of leeway when you've avenged that loss. So that happens in the Pac-12, in the Big 12. So when OU has gone and avenged their loss against Texas, for example, in the Big 12 championship, that almost makes that loss like half a loss. And I think that Oregon would probably get that little bit of leeway there and could maybe finagle their way back in. So I think that's the only chance the Oregon Ducks and the Pac-12 have of getting in. But I wanted to touch on it just in case someone from work comes to you and says, I think you're wrong. I think Oregon has a shot. This is probably the only way. So I think that's pretty much everything. So basically the six teams you need to watch out for this weekend that have a chance to play for the national championship are Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, Cincinnati, Oklahoma State, and Notre Dame. And Notre Dame is really hoping for a miracle. Oklahoma State needs to win and probably win big with some like show points. Same with Cincinnati to make sure that they end up in the college football playoff. Cincinnati and Oklahoma State need to be huge Georgia Bulldog fans so that they beat Alabama and only one SEC team gets in. Michigan just needs to win and they're in. And Georgia, I think you're solidified in there no matter what. So that is the quick, easy wrap up for that. But I hope you guys enjoyed it, because I know that it has been crazy complicated all season. The conference championships, figuring out who was getting into that was nuts last week. So I hope you enjoyed that as well. Tried to give you a quick synopsis last week. But anyway, it's nuts. Love the college football playoff. Get ready for some major fun. And gosh, talk about these great games. hands down, I will say, I think Georgia wins the national championship. I think they deserve to win the national championship. But at this rate, if it's Georgia, Michigan, Cincinnati, and Oklahoma State, in that order, I think it's still Georgia makes it no matter what. And I think Michigan would make it. And I think that would be a great game. If we're talking Georgia, Michigan, Oklahoma State, and Cincinnati, I think Georgia makes it and probably Michigan makes it. But I think Michigan, Oklahoma State would be a phenomenally fun game to watch. And then you'd go on and you'd get to see Georgia versus whoever the winner is, most likely. At least that's in my opinion. I really do think Georgia's the best team in the nation this year. I think they do deserve to win the national championship. So that doesn't always mean it happens, but that's who should win. So we will have a great sense of who should be in as of Saturday after all the conference championships are over. And we'll know for real on Sunday, usually Sunday afternoon about 1 o'clock. And that will be Selection Sunday. We'll know the answer. So go check it out. And if you want more information, go check out the blog, The Girlfriend's Guide to Sports. Thanks for listening and hope to see y'all on Monday for the weekly update.